Hi there, it's David Lee here again. It's the 25th of January 2019. And yesterday I was talking about how when I saw Moonraker, it was the first Bond film that I can remember that disappointed me. It really didn't live up to expectations. And I guess, you know, part of it was because it deviated massively from the plot of the novel. Part of it was probably because I was growing up a bit and just having some space action wasn't enough for me at that time. Or maybe it was just a bad film. You know, it's consistently one of the lowest rated films in the whole franchise. But so what I do remember, though, very, very clearly is going to see For Your Eyes Only. And that was the summer of 1980, if I'm not mistaken. And we had some friends from Spain staying with us at the time. Family friends, my parents knew their parents way back. And we used to go and visit them in Barcelona, and they used to have an old country house as well. And we used to spend the summers there, but every other year they used to come for us for a couple of weeks. And so that summer, the three of kids in my family, I'm the oldest, and the two kids in their family, we went to the cinema one Saturday night to see For Your Eyes Only. And one of the things that I can remember is that one of them was very excited because some of the action was set in Spain. And obviously the mariachi music gave that away. You know, afterwards we left the cinema and, you know, fairly long summer night. And I think our parents had been out for an Indian takeaway. They'd been for an Indian meal somewhere in the same town that we'd gone to the cinema. And so we waited until they picked us up. God knows how anybody ever connected in the old days before pre-mobile phones. I certainly haven't got a clue when I was there. I felt it was okay, but you know, it wasn't as good as the Connery Bonds for me then. And Connery was my clear favourite Bond, despite it being the era of Roger Moore. Prior to seeing For Your Eyes Only, in those days I used to subscribe to a magazine called Starburst, and it was mainly science fiction and fantasy and horror, but it used to cover James Bond as well. There was one of the writers, John Brosnan, who wrote a book, which I don't remember the name of it at the moment. He used to be a miserable old git of a writer. Used to give very, very little praise for films. He was a huge fan of the Star Wars films. He was a big Bond fan, but my God, you didn't want to get a bad review from him, which most films he didn't like at all. But I remember that he really kind of slated it because of at the end with the bit with Margaret Thatcher, and said, well, I think that's going to date very quickly. That's all I can remember from that one, because both Octopussy and A View to a Kill I didn't see at the cinema. And the reason for that really is, I guess it's multiple reasons. One of them really is that at that time I was really into Star Wars as well. And 83 was the year of Return of the Jedi. I went to see it at the Dominion in London on opening day, which was a fantastic experience. It's still the biggest screen that I've ever seen, I think, despite seeing Spectre on IMAX. Even though 83 should have been a bumper year for me as a Bond fan, I skipped both Octopussy and I skipped Never Say Never Again. I got sick of the stupidity of some of the Bond elements, the more comedic elements, and probably I'd seen some of what was going on screen for Octopussy, and just didn't cut it with me. So I skipped that. I skipped A View to a Kill, and A View to a Kill. That really, that was my university years, and I was big into music and going out in those days, and not so much into Bond and cinema. So it took a few years until I really got back into the swing of things. Okay, a bit longer than usual, with nearly 6 minutes. You can, if you're listening to this, you can watch it on jamesbond.co/watch. If you are watching it and want to listen, good choice. If you're sick of my face, it's jamesbond.co/listen. And I also have a book, which you can get at jamesbonddrinks.com. Okay, see you tomorrow.